This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Outspeedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hi guys, welcome to Otson Serie A. We have the 13th match. The Inter is touching with their hands the Scudetto. Let's analyze all 10 games with Danny Fisichella and with you, of course. Leave a comment below. In the comment section, you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And if you enjoy the video, click the like button, subscribe to our channel, and click on the bell to get all the notifications. And now let's go on with the show. We resume the Serie A. Now we are going to analyze the 13th match day with Inter Milan 11 points clear on top of the table. I know, Danny, that you still are not sure that the Nerazzurri are going to win the title, but this is very close. Ciao, Danny.
Ciao, Edu. Well, I mean, we just have to take our calculators. Inter needs 16 points from 9 games. I mean, it's closer than ever, of course. And, you know, they won the game against Sassuolo midweek. Juventus also won the game against Napoli. So there is a lot to play on for the top of the table, for the Champions League, and also at least for one place in the relegation. So let's start.
Let's start on Saturday with Spezia Crotone. Crotone out, basically. They are in Serie B, last team of the table. They lost 4-3 with Napoli. They were this close, actually, to take a point from the Diego Armando Maradona. Now 3 defeats in a row, conceding 10 goals. And this is a really good opportunity, Danny, for Spezia to nail the victory and probably even almost nail the salvation and stay 1 year more in Serie A.
Absolutely, because Spezia is 7 points ahead on Cagliari, who at the moment is the third team to be relegated at the moment, alongside Crotone and Parma. So, you know, with good fixtures this weekend for Spezia, Spezia could be potentially saved. Will be an amazing achievement, you know, in their first season in Serie A. Only one defeat for Spezia in the last 6 games at home. They also beat Milan recently, so obviously they have a good form at home. And, you know, they're always propositive. They play positive football. They often always find the net. So, you know, it's a team to watch out for. And they play Crotone, who recently they turned themselves into the great entertainers of Italian football. They score a lot, they concede a lot. You know, obviously they are going out with a bang, we must say. 11 goals scored in the last 4 games, 12 goals conceded. They almost got a point from the game against Napoli. And, you know, there are some good individualities in Crotone. Messias already scored 8 goals. Onas has been a good signing. 15 goals for Nwankwo Simi, the Nigerian striker. Probably he's going to stay in Serie A at least one other year if Crotone goes down. In the reverse fixtures, he ended 4-1 for Crotone. I think you're going to see plenty of goals on this one. Over 3.5. It's a good odd. 2.85.
And people still think that Italian football is about catenaccio, it's about defending, not anymore.
It's more tactical, let's put it away. But not that abroad there is no tactic, but probably the pace of the football is a little bit slower, but you need to be very tactically applied to succeed in Italian football.
Mm-hmm. It's not succeeding Parma. Now they host Milan at the Ennio Tardini. Parma, they drew with Benevento. They scored actually in the last minute with Mann after the defeat against Genoa. They are 4 points away from Torino, the team now marking the salvation. And Milan, Danny, they drew against Sampdoria, still dropping points at San Siro, but on the road. They are really good, actually 7 victories in the last 8 away games in Serie A. Probably that's why we see kind of appealing odds for Milan, 1.75.
Yeah, I mean, Milan, if you look at the away table, they are top, better than Inter, with one game less. 12 away wins so far in general in Serie A. They are 4 points ahead on Naples, the team in 5th place. Obviously, that's where their eyes are, because they are 11 points behind Inter. They want to secure, obviously, the Champions League qualification. Parma, a great reaction on the weekend against Benevento. They rescue a point twice behind. And, you know, they score 9 in the last 4 games. Despite that, they are still the worst attack in Serie A. So that tells you things are improving. Recently, no, they even defeated Roma home recently. They played well against Inter despite losing a few weeks ago, 3-3 against Fiorentina. So obviously the team looks much more alive now under D'Aversa. They are slowly closing the gap with Torino, but I think they don't have enough to get saved this season. And for this game in particular, they are missing 10 players, some key players in all the positions of the pitch. And they play a Milan team that I think against Sampdoria, they started the game very slowly, as he happened often in this 2021. Then they reacted, but you have to also consider they were coming on the back of international fixtures. So never easy for a team like Milan that sends so many players abroad. I see Milan usually favorite. So let's go for a half-time, full-time, and both will be away. So half-time away, full-time away, that pays 2.75.
Mm-hmm. Parma keeping an eye also on the next game, Udinese-Torino, because Torino is the last team to be safe right now on the table, 17th. They were able to draw in the Derby della Mole against Juventus with the brace scored by Sanabria. 2 points clear from Cagliari. And now they visit Udine, Dani. They lost 3-2 with Atalanta after the loss with Lazio, a team that they have absolutely nothing to play for. And the odds suggest us that this will be a draw. Well, Udinese is favorite, but even the odds are high for the home victory.
Udinese now is in the stage of the season as many other teams that they play pretty much for nothing, because obviously they know they're going to stay in Serie A. They cannot achieve any, it's impossible for them to go into European positions, and they have plenty of good players: the Paul, the keeper Musso, Strigel Larsen, Pereira, the same De Lofeu. They probably are thinking, we're not gonna be here next season, are we? I mean, we're obviously gonna go to a better team. Even the manager Gotti, who got them saved last season, is doubtful. Is he gonna stay? He might get a better offer somewhere else, and probably it's not by chance that Udinese have lost their strength, which was the defensive solidity, and they lost in the last few weeks. They only kept 2 clean sheets in the last 8, and earlier they were one of the best defense in Serie A. For this game, they're also without one of their key players, Nuitink, at the back, so I think they're gonna miss him a lot. And also at home, second worst attack in Serie A, so they're not great when they play at Friuli, only 12 goals scored. Torino, they score 8 in the last 5, so, you know, they get more out of their good attacking players, although Belotti is not hitting as many as he should be, and they score 21 away goals. So, this is a very good stat. That will put them almost in the top half of the table for away goal scored. Big absence for Torino as well. The keeper, Sirigu, you know, he's done great saves against Juventus due to COVID. I think they're both going to score 1.95.
Salvatore Sirigu, who played in so many teams in Serie A. Next game, Inter-Cagliari, important on the top of the table, on the bottom of the table. You mentioned before how Inter was able to beat Sassuolo 2-1, Lukaku, Lautaro scoring, making now 10 victories in a row in Serie A. But Dani, the last 5 only with 1 goal difference. This is explaining how good this Conte team know how to play with the score. And now they face Cagliari. They looked improved when Di Francesco left the club, but now they lost against Hellas Verona, making now 3 defeats in a row, and they are in real danger. The odds, of course, completely low. Where do you find the value here in this game?
Well, with Inter, you know, as you said, they are not thrashing teams at all. You know, although they collected 10 consecutive wins, the last 5 have been by 1 goal margin. And I think at times Inter, they are very clinical. They just resemble their own manager. Now they become completely a Conte team, quick on the counter-attack, quick transition. They pick the moments, solid at the back, and they put him away. they left Sassuolo the ball for the 70% of the time, and they still managed to win, and they also had chances in the end to make 3-1. Perhaps they are a little bit tired. I mean, it's a very pressurized season, but they've done better than last season. 7 points more in the table the last season. So I don't think it's true when people say Inter are top because the other teams are doing worse than them. I think they are top because they actually have improved, and the numbers show it. Also, they got the best attack in Serie A and the second best defense. They'll be without Barella, the man from Cagliari, for this game, suspended, and they face a Cagliari team that comes on the back of 3 consecutive defeats. This is a crucial week for them, because next up they play Parma, winnable game at home, and then they go to Udine to play Udinese, and we said before, Udinese, they're not great at home. I wonder whether they are targeting the next games. However, should they lose this game, Cagliari and Spezia, Benevento, Torino pick up points, probably the last train to Serie A probably might be gone. Minus 17 points Cagliari compared to last season. That tells you how bad they've been. For this game, they also miss a very important player, Cragno, the keeper. One of the best keepers in Serie A, despite where Cagliari is. Inter are maybe thinking Cragno might be the next keeper once Handanovic retires. I know Inter have not been exceptional in attack in the last few weeks, but because of who they're playing and because the absentees of Cragno, I'm going to go for over 3.5 goals this time, 2.40.
Mm-hmm. Inter winning comfortably. Then we have Juve Genoa. You also mentioned before, massive victory for Juventus in the middle of the week against Napoli, 2-1. Cristiano Ronaldo scoring and missing a crazy header. And also Dybala was back. Dybala scored. Now in Gazzetta dello Sport, they were saying whether Dybala is staying or leaving Juventus at the end of the season. Now they are third, 3 points away from Napoli, so still under pressure to get their Champions League spot, and they have to beat Genoa for sure at home, a team that draw against Fiorentina, dangerous team at this stage of the season, only 2 defeats in the last 12, so they are a good team. But still, Danny, we know how they lost their last home game, apart from the Napoli one, against Benevento, so they cannot fail here, Pirlo's men.
And how much they miss Dybala this season. I think, you know, they barely had him. And when they had him, he was brilliant. When they won at Milan back in December, 3-1 against Napoli as well. Just come on and scored. I think at least they missed 15 goals. If you add 15 goals to this team, despite not playing great football at times, they probably would be much, much closer to Inter of what they are. And, you know, I'm amazed when they think about selling Dybala. You know, he's one of those players that get you out of your seat, that, you know, injects, you know, just pure football when you see him. And, you know, he's not Messi, okay, but at this level in Serie A, he's probably the second best player, third best player when he's in his form. I think it would be mad for Juventus to get rid of him, although they already tried to sell him a couple of times in the past. Chiesa as well has been a great revelation of this season. I think he totally established himself as a starter for Juventus. Won 7 of the last 8 home games. They have got the best defense, 26. And played Genoa that, okay, they are completely a different team since Ballardini took over, but they are the third worst attack in Serie A, surprisingly, for where they are in the table. They got 10 points more than Cagliari, only won 1 of the last 8. They will be without another important player, which is Strootman in midfield, and make them tick. He's suspended. I think Juventus are not going to miss this one. Actually, I think Juventus are going to go on a good run of wins in the next few weeks. So this is going to be a win to nil for you, that 2.10.
We cannot say the same with Morata, right? Like you were saying with Dybala or Chiesa.
Be more hit and miss.
Yeah, especially missed. Then we have Sampdoria Napoli. Napoli now out of the Champions League spots, and it's not going to be easy for them because Atalanta is winning. We just said they lost with Juve. They struggled to beat Crotone at home in their last home game, but they were coming from impressive victories against Milan, against Roma, and now they have a tough test also at the Luigi Ferraris with a Sampdoria that they drew with Milan. It's one of these teams, Danny, that they are in the middle of the table. They have nothing to play for, but still it's been competitive. In the last 5 games, only 1 defeat.
Especially when they play positive football, you know, we can see two faces of Sampdoria. If they sit back too much, they don't make the most of the best players they have, which they're up front. But if they approach the game positively, as they've done in Milan, and we saw them, they were the better team for over 55 minutes until Adrian Silva got sent off, and then they sit back, defended and conceded, and actually in the end they could have even lost as Milan hit the post. I think, you know, when they play that sort of football, they can trouble anyone. At home, they're not great so far this season. Strangely, they beat Inter 2-1 in January, but then they collected 6 defeats in total. With Napoli, they're not in a bad form overall. I mean, they won 5 of the last 7, but they have stuttered. They have found some difficulties even in those wins. Last one, of course, against Crotone at home, 2 points behind Atalanta, so they can still reach the 4th spot. I think the big issue with Napoli, now that they got everyone's back, is the defense. I don't think when they signed Manolas, they thought that the partnership with Koulibaly was not going to work as well as it did. You know, they're quite leaky at the back, and you know, some of the injuries in defense also didn't help. The fact that they missed Goulam for the rest of the season has deprived them of a good left back too. The issue with Napoli, I think, is Gattuso. He knows that he's not going to be there next season, so it's very difficult perhaps to find the motivation and to motivate the player as a consequence. This is a tricky one to bet, because I think anything can happen. I'm going to go for a double chance for Sampdoria, because that's where the best odds are. 1x, 2.21.
I also think it's quite tricky, the next one. Verona-Lazio. Verona 8th now in the standings after beating Cagliari on the road. At home, they couldn't win their last 3 games, but was against big teams. And usually, Dani, the Bentegodi is not an easy stadium. Lazio, now they are in European positions. They overcame Roma after the victory with Spezia. But they are not winning comfortably, let's say. They won the last 3 games in Serie A. But again, I don't think they are that favorites in this trip to Verona.
This is a tough one as well to call, because normally Verona are quite good at home, but as you said, winless in 3, have not scored in the last 2. They normally bounce back after defeats, so they did well at Cagliari. Good win there. I think, I mean, again, with Verona, they will finish either 9th or 8th. It's between them and Sassuolo. You win nothing, of course, by finishing on 9th. There's no chance of going into Europe. It's more about doing the best you can and finishing the season stronger than what they did last season, because the end of last season for Verona was dreadful after a very good start. In this calendar year, 2021, they only kept 3 clean sheets. And I remember in previous videos, previous month ago, we said the strength was in defense. Again, they're losing that sort of solidity, that sort of focus. Same with Udinese. You know, as soon as they start losing a bit of shape, the results don't come their way for these teams that haven't got great goal scorers, but they are so well drilled. So they need to stay focused all the time. Lazio, they will be without a manager, Inzaghi. He's got COVID, unfortunately. And, you know, is of the top teams compared to last year. This is the team, Lazio, that has got less points in comparison, minus 16. Last year was great for them. They kept pretty much the same team. The new signing haven't added as much as they wanted. They had the Champions League to negotiate with, so then you can understand why they are so behind. And also away, you know, great, 6th in the table away. You would expect a little bit more. Crucial months to come, because then if they want to get into the Champions League, they'll have to beat Napoli, Milan, and Rome, which are coming after these games. For this one, Lazio not only going to miss their manager, they're going to miss 2 quick players, Lazzari and Correa. And this could be an issue, because if Immobile doesn't score, and he hasn't scored since February, this could be difficult for Simone Inzaghi's team. I'm going to be conservative on this one. It's a difficult one to do. Probably both to score will be the, you know, the easiest one to say, but the odds are not very high. Verona is an handicap 0, 2.64.
Another surprise in your opinion. The other team of the Capitale, Roma, they play at home against Bologna. They are seventh, so if Lazio drop points and they beat Bologna, they will be again in European spots. But we know that Roma, they are focused now in their Europa League campaign, and they had a massive victory against Ajax 1-2 in the Johan Cruyff Arena, coming from behind, classic Roma style. It was a roller coaster, it started very good, then they conceded a stupid goal, then they conceded a stupid penalty, and then they came back. So I don't know, Danny, how focused they are in this game against Bologna, although it's a massive one, they must win. They have still to fight to qualify via Serie A to the European competitions.
And we saw many times Roma losing points in Serie A after coming a European night. And it was a big European night for Roma. Perhaps they haven't done it in style, but they managed to get a fantastic result in Amsterdam. Maybe the draw would have been a fairer score, but we need to also remember Roma played at some point with Calafiori, you know, a young player from the Primavera, because Spinazzola got injured. They were missing so many players: Smalling, Mkhitaryan, Kumbulla, El Shaarawy. Dzeko was, you know, not in a great state of form either. So, you know, obviously they're still missing Zaniolo. They never had it this season. So we need to say that, you know, it's remarkable what they've done so far. Champions League spot qualification in Serie A looks a bit difficult for Roma, also because they never beaten top teams. They play Bologna, which is not a top team, so maybe they are favorite on this one. And, you know, Bologna on the other side, unlucky against Inter, they lost 1-0. They didn't deserve to lose. I don't think Inter created enough. Bologna had a couple of chances. You can tell they miss Palacio. When Palacio is not there and Barrow has to fill in the number nine role, they struggle a little more. Three wins, three defeats in the last six, you know, very hard to read, because normally when they play against top teams, Bologna plays well, but they don't collect points. They lost against Juventus, they play well. They lost against Milan, play well. Lost against Napoli, played really well away. Only one clean sheet in the last eight. They might be without Tomiyasu as well. It could be a big absentee at the back. But I think Roma are going to be slightly tired. You know, that's obviously understandable. And they'll have the mind on the return game with Ajax. Let's go for a first half draw, 2.55.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very difficult for Roma to qualify to the Champions League via Serie A. If they win the Europa League, for sure, they will be in the Champions League. They are 7 points away from Atalanta, actually. And the thing is that Atalanta, after being kicked out of the Champions League by Real Madrid, they beat Udinese 3-2 after beating also Verona. So in Serie A, 7 victories in the last 8 games. The only defeat, undeserved one, was against Inter. Now they visit Florence. They have to play against Fiorentina, a team that played their first game without Prandelli and drew with Genoa, Danny. That's why the odds for Atalanta are quite low, 1.71. I think we can all expect a away victory here.
Yeah, and after Atalanta were kicked out of the Champions League, you can tell how much they focus on the Italian League and how well they negotiated with the qualification into the Champions League. They score 20 in the last 8. They are the joint best attack with Inter. They are definitely the team the most in form at the moment. And yes, the two away games they lost at the beginning of the season, they lost at Naples, but they were plagued by COVID cases, and then they lost at Inter. They should not have lost that game at all. Fiorentina, again, they got a manager that probably knows he won't be there next season. Fiorentina's management have got greatest plans for a new stadium, for a bigger team, for a team that could return one of the big teams as it used to be in the 90s. I don't think Iachini is the man to take them forward for the style of football they play, but he can definitely get them saved this season. It's a season that is pretty much similar to the one of last season. They got only 1 point less in the table, but considering the investment and the signings they've done, especially midfield, we were expecting much, much more. They are one of the worst team at home, playing at home, you know, in the home table. They are almost in the relegation zone. Although the recent home games have been a little bit better, they tend to concede a lot of goals anyway. I think Atalanta really got their eyes in the qualification for the Champions League. So they're going to score plenty. I think they're going to score in both halves, 2.40.
Ribery wasn't off, so he won't be playing as well for Fiorentina. Vlahovic, probably one of the best news of the Viola team this season. He scored again. Very interesting player. Then the only game missing is on Monday in the Ciro Vigorito, Benevento Sassuolo. Dani, Sassuolo getting a point with Roma, another team that they have absolutely nothing to play for, and Benevento almost safe. I would say that they are safe. Remarkable season for the team of the south of Italy. Drew with Parma. They were this close to win and probably just seal the salvation. So now they have another option to be absolutely sure that they will stay in Serie A another season, and that would be massive. And the odds are so good for the home victory, 3.6.
Benevento's got a massive advantage. They play one day after Cagliari and Torino, so depending what happens in the game at Udine and in Milano, they can decide basically what to do, and they can approach the game differently. They got 8 points above on Cagliari, so a win would be probably salvation for them, and they've been keep getting better results recently when they reverted back to their attacking approach. There was a time in between December, January, where Inzaghi probably started getting concerned about not conceding too many, but by doing that, they were not creating, they were still conceding, and they find themselves dragged into relegation battle. Now they are reverted back to a more propositive football. Only last one in the last four games, Benevento. However, at home, they're not great. They will be relegated only on the home form, bottom three. So something to watch out for. Sassuolo, praises to Sassuolo, because they played two great games against Roma and Inter in the space of 3 days, and they were missing the four most important players, the four players that play with the national team: Locatelli, Ferrari, Berardi and Caputo. And praise for them, because these players, especially Locatelli and Ferrari, they don't have COVID, but because of precaution, because of the cluster that was found in the Italy's camp during the international break, they kept them out. So I think to do it without your best players and still play, a lot of praises for them. Locatelli and Ferrari should be back. Berardi, Caputo, we still don't know. So that could be an issue for them. 48 goals scored for Sassuolo, 48 goals conceded. So, always plenty of entertainment with them. Still better than last year, +3. Again, they will battle with Verona, either 8th or 9th. Maybe again the Zerbi will go into manage a stronger team next year. Some people say probably Lazio, probably Napoli, maybe Roma, who knows? So obviously he showed what he could do so far. Scored 11, conceded 13 in the last five. So that could tell you there could be plenty of goals, maybe over three. The odds are not great on that. 6 away wins so far for Sassuolo. I think they're going to win this one, 2.14.
Okay, away victory. Always check the team news before placing your bets. As Danny said, there are some team news that we don't know yet, and we will know just some minutes before the kickoff. Then, Danny, always very interesting this Serie A this season. Let's see your ACA for the weekend.
Win for Spezia, Asian handicap -0.5 for Milan, Juventus to score in both halves, a win for Roma against Bologna, Benevento and Sassuolo on the Monday night, both to score. Total odds, 17.
Okay, 17. Then, Dani, see you next week. Thank you. Grazie mille.
Ciao, Edo. Grazie. See you soon.
We have now all the tips for this match day in the Serie A. Let me know what you think. In the comment section, you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And do not forget to click on the like button if you are enjoying our videos, subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get all the notifications. If you prefer, you can also listen to all our videos in our podcast. And next week we have more Serie A. See you.